Check out how a school board tries to silence a 14-year-old girl at a board meeting, but she doesn't let it happen.
Reset the time.
Gentlemen, reset the time.
What's wrong with you people?
There's a young lady coming here.
Afraid.
Don't come at me. Everybody stop. Don't come at me. Because you're out of order.
Reset her time.
Reset my time.
Be a gentleman.
All you gotta do is reset her time.
You should start.
Oh, look, courtesy.
Reset my time.
Boy, you guys are digging a hole.
Snowflakes.
At the last meeting, I sat in astonishment as Superintendent Roberts tried to gaslight us regarding public comments at these meetings. He told us how important it was that everyone speaking felt listened to by this board, regardless if the board hears things they disagree with. Oh, the hypocrisy!
Yay.
Especially after most of this board walked out while I was addressing you at the August meeting. Then, this board's lawyer, Mr. Collins, tried to set rules regarding the content of people's speeches, but also claimed the idea wasn't to censor people. Newsflash, Mr. Collins. Your rules are the very definition of censorship. Apparently, this board is not familiar with the U.S. Constitution, so I've given each of you a copy. Please note the First Amendment on page 21, which clearly states there shall be no rules abridging freedom of speech. Additionally, the people have the right to air grievances to the government. If you don't want people to refer to you as groomers and pedophiles, then follow state and federal laws and remove the sexually graphic books from your school libraries. Amen. Appeasing immorality by claiming acceptance and inclusion is not a valid argument. Claiming the books can be obtained No, it is my First Amendment right, and you have taken my time, so I reclaim that time back. Let me speak. I am going to continue. Not a valid argument. Claiming that removing the contested books is banning them is not a valid argument. There are no valid arguments for violating laws or infringing on constitutional rights. A quote by Wendy Jade states, an environment that is not safe to disagree in is not an environment focused on growth. It is an environment focused on control.
Right.
Yeah. Board members, keep in mind that come the next election, parents will have the control. You've been exposed.
Amen.
Yeah.
How can you not root for this girl? She was unstoppable. And I loved how she had a copy and gave it to everyone about the constitutional rights. That was amazing. And then reclaiming her time, making sure they stop the clock. Now, if you look at all the board members, talk about trying to get on a board to take advantage of power. I mean, you can just see, and even through the video, these guys are sitting on their high pedestal, looking at the people out there who want to talk and share about things that matter to them. This girl's 14 years old, and they don't want her to talk. And she mentioned, and she shared how a lawyer had kind of like another description of how board meetings are supposed to go as far as when the people want to talk and share their grievances, what they can talk about, what they can't talk about. Oh my God. This girl was just amazing. She did not stop her speech, right? She didn't stop it when the clocks ended. She just kept on saying, I'm reclaiming my time, and kept talking. I mean, she was amazing, and I hope she got a lot. I'm sure she got a lot from that. That you never let, I don't care if it's people in power, you never let people bully you. Because that is exactly what those gentlemen were doing while she was trying to communicate what her grievances was. They were trying to bully her, trying to make her feel intimidated, but she had everyone's support behind her and she was prepared. That was amazing to watch. Good job.